Hello and welcome to my podcast show P3M, the Project, Program and Portfolio Management Knowledge Series. My name is Kailash Upadhyay and today I'm going to talk about a risk response strategy called risk acceptance. But before I go deeper into risk acceptance, let me tell you there are two types of risk, the positive risk which are called opportunities and the negative risk which are called threats. There are risk response strategies for threats and as well as for opportunities. So there are three risk response strategies for threats. The first one is called risk avoidance. The second risk response strategy for threat, which is called risk mitigation. And the third risk response strategy for threats, which is called transfer. Now, similarly, there are three strategies for opportunities. The first one is which is called risk exploiting the risk. The second one is called enhance, risk enhancement. And the third one for positive risk response strategy is called share. Now friends, in today's episode, I'm not going to talk about these risk response strategies. This episode is specifically for a common risk response strategy, which is called risk acceptance. Yes, friends, risk acceptance is common for threat as well as for opportunity. Now, what is risk acceptance? Risk acceptance means you acknowledge that there is a risk, but you are not going to take any actions unless and until the risk actually occurs. So, friends, let me give you an example of this risk response strategy. Now, during the COVID-19, we all have very high probability of getting infected by COVID-19. And we also have some degree of impact. Now, there are certain segment of people, friends, you know, who never got vaccinated because of COVID-19. The medical practitioner refused to give them this vaccine. Even there is a very high probability that they will get infected and the impact will be very high on them, in spite of which they just accepted that, you know, let them get infected or whatever is the impact of that COVID-19 on these people. So friends, you may ask me, why Kailash, why these people didn't got the COVID-19 vaccine? Why, you know, even after, you know, we acknowledge that, you know, these people will get impacted by COVID-19, why we didn't give vaccine to them? So let me tell you friends, these people have some medical conditions. They may be diabetic, they may have blood pressure, or any other problem. So these medical practitioners, these doctors, they just acknowledge that we can't give them any vaccine, because then it is surely they will have negative impact if we give vaccine. At least they have some chances that they may not get impacted because of COVID-19 at all. But if we give vaccine, then they just surely that these people will have negative impact on them. So they just acknowledge that there is a risk, but there is no action they have taken for that, those people. So yeah, in your project, in your program, in your portfolio, there are certain risks which you identify and you acknowledge that this risk may occur. Because of your project, program and portfolio environment, you have no actions, you can't take any actions for it. You just accept that risk, okay? Now, let me also go deeper into this risk response strategy called risk acceptance. There are two types of risk acceptance. The first one is called active acceptance and the second one is called passive acceptance. Active acceptance means you acknowledge that there is a risk and you don't have any action plan for it, but at least you have some reserve for it. That if that risk occurs, then you will use this reserve, maybe let's say budget, you know, to take at least some action to, take care of you or to take care of your project. Similarly, passive acceptance means, you acknowledge that there is a risk, but you don't even have any reserve for it. Not only you don't have any, response strategy, you just accepted the risk, but you also do not have any reserve for it. So if that risk occur, you will only, do any work around at that point of time. But at the moment in proactively, you don't have any actions planned for it and you don't have any risk reserve also for it. So friends, that's all in this podcast. I hope, this podcast added value and you clearly understood what is this common risk response strategy called risk acceptance, and what are the type of risk acceptance. So that's all in this episode today. Thank you for watching this and listening this podcast, and have a great day ahead.